Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Jumping Monkeys would like to thank CashFly for the bandwidth for this podcast. CACHEFLY.com. CashFly. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte. Episode 72 for November 15th, 2008. Rattle Me! Jumping Monkeys is proudly brought to you by Audible.com for your free audiobook. Some great kids' books, too. Visit audible.com/monkeys. And by liveperson.com. Chat live online with thousands of experts who have the answers that matter. Liveperson.com, a world of experts. It's time for Jumping Monkeys, the show about open marriage, swinging, and Megan Maroney.
And parenting in the digital age.
Oh, that too.
And not about open marriage.
It's not about open marriage.
No, I was just, we were chatting and I was talking about how I've been watching Swingtown. Great show. Get it on
Netflix.
Which
you wouldn't expect to be a great show. When you told me what it was about, I thought, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, 1976 is good. Yeah. I like it a lot.
And then we were talking about the fact that this is your 8th anniversary.
Yes, yesterday was Marco and I's 8th anniversary. Yep,
wow.
We got married the week of the presidential election in 2000.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
Yes.
Every four years, you'll remember your anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is we're first now going to be married under a Democratic president.
Your first Democrat.
Yeah, I don't
know
if it's going to last.
It's the first president who's younger than me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I remember
a
that.
Feeling.
Clinton was the first president that was younger than my dad.
Yeah. It's kind of a creepy feeling.
Is it?
Yeah.
I remember my dad thinking it was creepy. So
that just means I'm getting old. Doesn't mean.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't mean. He is younger. He's a pretty young president.
Yeah,
he's about
younger.
Clinton's age, though,
yeah.
Right? When Clinton was elected.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, you asked what we did, and we went to the French's cabin.
Oh, that's beautiful. Pocket Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very
and they
nice.
Have a little tiny cabin they just built, and they let, you know.
Aptly named.
Yes.
It's about the size of a pocket.
It is. But it was really nice. We did nothing. It was like in the woods. We didn't see anybody for 3 days.
When you have three children, all under the age of 6, you need to do nothing. That's
right.
A really important time.
Yeah. But there was like a creek. We went hiking.
Oh.
And it had satellite TV and internet access.
Wow.
It's like so peaceful and nice out there. And you're not even bothered by the two giant satellites, one for internet and one for TV. But they're not, you know, they're kind of small, but they have like, they must have had like TV there for a long time because there's one of those huge satellites you hardly ever see anymore.
The 10 foot dish.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tech TV was originally on those dishes, those big dishes, C-band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And my parents got us a Roku for our anniversary.
That is a good... The Netflix player?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great gift.
Yeah, because we have a giant TV, but we don't have TV reception. And I watch the Netflix...
Well, how good that is.
We watch DVDs.
Yeah. No, we're the same way. Nothing's hooked up to the giant TV except the Apple TV.
Yeah. So this is basically like Apple TV except for it's. We already pay for Netflix.
So that's how you watch Swingtown. You watch it on the Roku Netflix.
Well, player. We only got it yesterday, so we haven't hooked it up. But I normally was watch instantly on my
laptop.
On the
web.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So,
they just started doing that for the Mac. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, my dad was asking me about that, you know, sneakily asking, like, did you know they have it for the Mac? Does Marco use that on the Mac? And then the other day he also said, where's your wireless router? And I said, it's up in the office. And he said, oh, okay. I was like, why are you asking? He said, I was thinking of moving mine. And I was like, Dad, do you really have nothing better to do than think about moving your wireless router? And I was like telling Marco, I was like, my dad has nothing to do. And then it turns out he was
trying to figure
out if it was far enough. It was close enough to the big
TV. It's a difficult thing to do to buy a geek gift because you have to ask geeky questions
right.
like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
true. So today we're going to
happy anniversary.
Thank you. We're going to interview Anna Wandani, not Amy. I don't know who Amy Wandani is, but we're not interviewing her.
Good. Because I have a CG for Anna Wandani.
Anna is of Rattle Me. It's an organic baby clothing line. She sells it. They sell only online. It's her and her husband. And they offset 100% of the energy used by their servers with wind credits. So. Like to say their servers are run on wind.
You know, my wife's often thought I should be doing that too.
Running.
Yeah, but I've yet to set that up.
Yeah.
I'll be very curious in how that all works.
Yeah, so she's going to call in soon. So
are you getting flu shots?
Flu shots. I haven't yet, but I think we do. We do every year.
You're supposed to if you have young kids, right?
Right, yeah.
And then I really like those ads that say, and or if you have someone in the home over 50.
Mm. Over 50.
Over 50. Wow, how do they live that old? How do they survive? Yeah, well, I have somebody in the home over 50, so I guess I'll get a flu shot.
Why do you ask about the flu shots, Leo?
Sometimes I don't know if I should get one. Like, it's maybe a bad idea.
No, I don't think you would need one.
I'm healthy.
Do you wash your hands often?
Yes, frequently.
How frequently?
I'm like a horse. I'm like a... Jennifer often thinks of me as a pack animal of some kind that, you know, just never slows down.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, Google... This is kind of cool. I can't show you on the video, folks, but you can do it yourself if you go to Google.org.
Oh,
did you know there's a Google.org?
I think, yeah, they do. That's like where the labs are and stuff, right?
They say, searching for solutions. We use the power of information and technology to address the global challenges of our age. So they've recently done a deal with the Centers for Disease Control, CDC, to track searches for flu symptoms, flu remedies, cough and cold remedies, to kind of, the theory being, if you could track these searches, that might give you an early warning system about where flu is right now. So they have a map on there. If you go to Google.org, actually Google.org/flu trends will give you there, take you there directly. And you can see this map. It's kind of a neat thing. Now, right now,
how much flu is where we live?
There ain't a lot of, there's none. Where we live is good. Where the flu activity is moderate in Kentucky, West Virginia, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, Vermont, and Maine.
So now, not the typical...
It's minimal in Texas. Texas would be a good place to go right now.
So it doesn't tell you the strain of flu?
No. In fact, it's really... Well, it wouldn't because it doesn't know that. It searches. It searches about the flu.
Right. Because that's the thing. Like, the flu shot is only a certain strain of flu,
well,
right?
Well, so, and that's the thing. You don't want to get it if it's not going to be a strain that's going to be... It's a guessing game. They always try to guess what the dangerous flus will be.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've got Amy on the line.
Anna.
I did that on purpose. We've got Anna on the line with us right now. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Great to talk to you.
It's nice to meet you.
And Rattle Me is the name of the website.
Yes, it is.
Wind-powered.
Yes.
I like that.
So what does that mean exactly?
It basically means that the servers that are used to run the website are green. So we offset 100% of the amount of energy used by the servers and other hardwares with clean, renewable wind energy.
Wow.
Now, you're not running them on wind energy then. You're just buying credits, basically, kind of carbon credit thing.
Yes.
That's a great idea. People don't really realize how much servers use. Did you find that out as part of this process?
Yes, we did. And you know, we're always looking for very eco-friendly ways to kind of change the way that we run our business. And that was one thing that stood out, and, you know, we jumped right on it.
How much energy or how much carbon are you saving?
You know what? I don't know, actually. The person who actually runs our website would basically told us that...
this is something to do.
I'm sorry? Yeah, this is basically something to do, and this is one thing that you can do. And, you know, as far as cost-wise, it doesn't even cost you that much more, so... You know, you shell out a few extra bucks and you save the world.
I'd like to do this. Do you want to give them a plug, the server company?
I'd prefer not to.
Okay.
At this point, but okay. You know, you could always visit the website and check it out there.
And ask your server host if you run a website. I'm going to ask mine if they do something like this. I think that's really great. Rattleme.com.
Yes.
So you run this site with your husband?
Yes, it's family owned. We started this actually very early this year. And the idea kind of grew from the fact that we have two little boys, with one being 3.5 and the other being 1 year old. And, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to do when, you know, my first one was born was, you know, I kept looking for stuff to buy because as a new parent, all you do is go out and shop and try to buy them clothes. And I noticed all the clothes that, you know, were green and eco-friendly or organic really weren't as trendy as I'd like them to be. So
they're basically like burlap sacks. Tell the truth.
And everything came in green or beige, right?
So, well, that's the trouble with all boys' clothes.
Green or beige, really?
Yeah, boys' clothes are, not as cute as girls' clothes.
With organic, right? Everything is kind of green or when you say green, everything, I guess, is intentionally supposed to represent that.
Right.
Yeah, or have little flecks of wood pulp in the clothing, that kind of thing.
Well,
right, exactly.
You guys sent me one of the black royalty t-shirts. Yeah, it's so soft. It's really soft and cute and stylish. So,
yeah, and that was the goal of it, right? That it should be completely green and safe for the environment, but at the same time, not giving up style and fashion.
So how do you find these fabrics?
Well, it's actually, honestly, there's not really a lot of distributors, in a sense, that, carry organic. And, what we found was we were very strict in the way we chose our distributor because we wanted it made in the USA. We wanted it made sweatshop free. There are a few out there. So, as far as our manufacturers go, we're very proud of the fact that, everything is eco-friendly and at the same time, it's not made somewhere where people are paid pennies to kind of put them together.
Does that really increase the cost of the goods?
It does a little bit, and we basically swallow that cost.
So you make less as opposed to charging
we
more?
We make less, but at the same time, we have less on our conscience, I guess you can say.
Yeah, good
and
for you.
And that was
you.
Our goal. Goal is definitely to kind of to stick with something eco-friendly.
So the royalty tee says royalty on the front and has a crown. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty. I like it.
And thank you.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Not just pretty.
Boys I'm sorry,
like
it's
pretty
a boy
close.
Thing. My son would wear this shirt. If it said royalty, he'd go for that.
Yeah.
Now, you don't sell them for 14-year-olds, though.
No, actually, we don't. We only go up right now to 4T.
Now, that's a question I have about boys or kids' clothes. Like, they often don't, the really cute, trendy ones, they often don't go past 4T. Is there a reason for that?
With ours is we just have limited resources right now. And that was kind of our goal was, to kind of introduce it to a small. So when we initially started, we were only up to 24 months, and we've recently expanded the line up to 4T. So not to say that we're not going to expand even further. It's just kind of we're just trying to keep up with the pace and basically do what we can handle. So just keep your eyes open. We might start hitting that target soon.
When you started this, did you have to decide about things like do you do your own fulfillment or do you pass it along or that kind of thing?
When we initially started it, we were doing everything ourselves.
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. We have two young ones that keep us busy. But, we've managed to kind of keep it in-house, which is something that I like to do because you have a lot more quality control.
Right.
And so far, it's been working well for us. We've been able to streamline the processes a lot. So it's definitely helped us out in that sense where we know what to expect now. And, all of our vendors are so great and all of our customers have been very responsive and, so it definitely, at the end of the day, all the hard work pays off.
Yeah, it must feel really good. And then you donate 3% of your proceeds to local charities, which I think is nice.
Mm-hmm. And we are actually working with one charity. They have they're having an organized event, and we've decided to kind of come up with a whole new line for them.
Oh, that's
or a whole new design for them, and so that we can donate it. Donate a whole chunk of our net profits to them.
Had you done your own design before, Anna? Were you in this business before? Or?
No, my background is really marketing. Mm-hmm. This was definitely kind of a scary step for us. But, we kind of knew what we wanted. We knew what we were looking for. And it's been great. It's been definitely a learning curve. We've learned a lot. Every step of the way, it keeps it interesting.
Yeah, I bet it does.
So what are some tips for families who are thinking of starting a family-owned business?
Well, my number one suggestion is to write out a plan so that you know exactly what you're doing, 2 months into it when you're kind of in over your head on, you know, all of these things, you always have something to reference back and say, you know, this was what we wanted to do initially, and this is what we're going to stick with. And keep things simple. You know, don't try to go above and beyond, you know, your own resources and your abilities. Because, you know, you'll find that it'll grow on its own if you just give it some space and just kind of give it the love and attention that it needs. And, you know, most importantly, in my opinion, is to keep it fun. If it wasn't fun, we wouldn't be doing this. Because, so, you know, and that's our number one rule is, you know, when it stops being fun, when it stops, being exciting, then we're not going to do it anymore. And we haven't gotten to that pace. And like I said, we keep it in the family. So my two boys love wearing all of our designs. And, you know, when my oldest, my 3.5-year-old asks to put that shirt on, it actually makes it really great.
I bet it does.
Yeah.
Mommy, I want to be royalty today.
Exactly.
Hey.
So it probably helps, too, that it is a company in line with your beliefs.
Yes, yes. And, you know, as far as business practices go, there are cheaper alternatives out there, but stick with your objectives, stick with your beliefs. You know, at the end of the day, it may cost a little bit more, but you know what? You have to do your part. And the way that we run our business is, you know, as eco-friendly as possible in our eyes. So, you know, stick with it and it'll pay off.
So are there some more challenges now the way the economy is?
Well, you know, we felt a little bit of it, but not too much. I think, you know, everyone in retail is kind of affected by some of this. People are holding on to their wallets a little bit tighter. But in the long run, I think we're all going to get through this. And, you know, we don't foresee any major issues with us selling our products. We still have the same number of orders coming in. We have a ton of vendors. You know, retailers who are selling our line. So, yeah, I mean...
Oh, you're not just selling on the site. You sell into stores, too.
Yeah, we have about 30 stores that we're in, actually all across the country, and we have one store in Australia.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, we're always looking for new places.
Anybody want some lovely onesies that say royalty? You have we're focusing on the royalty. You have other designs.
Yeah.
It's not just for royalty.
What's your kid's favorite design?
Actually, the royalty is one of
them. I knew it. What's your favorite design?
Mine is actually the medallion. And it doesn't say anything, but it's just an intricate design in blue and pink. And I don't know what it is about that. I just think it looks really cool.
It's also royal. I mean, it's like a crest with a lion rampant and two wings. And
yeah, I mean, you know, all of our designs are very
proud.
I think they're very unique in a sense and at the same time very trendy.
Where do you get those? Do you do those? Do you have a designer?
We've designed some ourselves, and at the same time we've also outsourced some of our graphic designs.
I love the love onesie. I think that's very beautiful and fun.
Yeah, and that's actually great for, you know, Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
So.
Or if you don't like somebody for the Day of the Dead, give them the skull. That's, you know, you can give them both. That's got a heart in it. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, it softens it up a little bit, right?
It's a skull. These are, I mean, they're just fun designs, and what's nice, they're not baby design. They're not babyish. Mm-hmm. They're just fun.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of... you know, one of the things we wanted to do was kind of mimic what adults are wearing, but soften it up a little bit for the kids, right? So it's not necessarily the hardcore skulls with chains that, you know, you see a lot of people wearing now. It's the skull with a heart, or
right,
in pink and blue.
But they are kind of tattoo-like, some of them, you know?
Yeah.
Do you find that most of your customers are younger? Is it more the 30s and below?
I think our range right now is around 35 and below.
Yeah.
And you know, anybody who just really loves that kind of
hippie
look.
I love them.
Anyone who's sick of like the dinosaurs and teddy bears.
Yeah, I was sick of them. And of course, my kids are now teenagers and they would love to wear this, but they're not 14 anymore. But I was sick of it from day one. You know, in fact, if I see one more primary colored piece of plastic, it's all over our house. I'm still trying to get rid of it. You know, look at these great beanies that are kind of also biker beanies.
Yeah, so we not only have onesies and tees, we also have beanies.
I love them.
Thermals, or what other people call as waffles, and we have gift sets, great for the holidays.
Very cool.
Well, thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Great to talk to you, Anna Wandani from Rattle Me, RattleMe.com.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye, Anna.
Bye-bye.
That is just so great. That is just neat stuff. Before we got a Spend, Save, Give coming up.
We do, but we have...
I want to welcome a new sponsor to the show. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Live Person. Do you know about this?
It's when you want help at a site, right?
It is like so cool. We're actually part of their launch campaign.
Oh.
Liveperson.com. I want you to try it right. Everybody go there right now. Liveperson.com. It's a chance for you to chat live online with experts in any area you can imagine. And they've got thousands of experts lined up. They've been in a soft launch for some time. Ooh. So it's not like they're, you know, there's nobody there. There's a lot of people there waiting for you. Go to liveperson.com. You can find answers on everything from personal finance, career change, resume writing, entrepreneurship. If you want to do a startup, there are business experts there who can help you and explain, you know, what you need to do, how to write a business plan, how to raise capital. If you want to talk about counseling, education, health, arts, business, you know, parenting experts too. You can get those parenting questions answered. There are physicians on there. It's a really neat bunch of people. And so the deal is you get credits. You go to liveperson.com. There are 30,000 experts there.
You pay for credits?
You know, that's a good question. I got free credits. I should figure out how this works. That's a really good idea.
I should read the talking points, too.
It's not in the talking points. So I don't really know. Technology, counseling. You know, Jennifer could do this. So generally what it does is the expert will have a price.
Mm.
Okay. Anywhere from, you know, a few cents a minute to a dollar or so a minute, depending on what kind of information you want. You could talk to a licensed counselor for $2 a minute, for instance, or a dollar a minute, and get real counseling online. I think this is very affordable.
So it's through chat?
It is through chat, but you hear their voice.
Huh.
I think this is a really clever idea.
Yeah.
It's basically, it's using online technology to make experts available to you wherever you are. You can send them an email, you can contact, you can text chat, or you can voice chat. You get your choice. Just go in and sign in today. Just check it out. It is free until you're ready, and that's the key.
Hmm.
You don't have to pay to sign up and get an idea of what's in there. LiveePerson, liveperson.com, a world of experts, awaits you. And we thank them so much. It's so nice to have them on the show, a brand new sponsor for Jumping Monkeys. Now, that's one way to save.
Yeah, that is one way to save.
A counselor is going to cost you $175 an hour in some
places.
Yeah,
it's true.
You can get one for $1.29.
Plus, you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's just as good. I'm going to get Jennifer. She's a MFC.
Yeah.
Or MFT, I guess they call it now. And she should sign it. She should do this as one of the
experts.
What
if we got paid $1.50 a minute for our expert parenting advice we dispense off here?
I don't think we're worth that much. Do you?
No. We're worth free.
Addictions, eating disorders, parenting. Look at, there's 54 experts on parenting on here.
Huh.
People with master's degrees, doctorates in psychology that you could ask a question. Here's one. Barb Neffer, compassionate and non-judgmental. Initial minutes free as you explain your issue. Fast, accurate typist. Don't live in confusion on parenting issues. Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
So you can work with her via email.
Huh.
Or she's $1.50 a minute. Or you can have unlimited emails. One or two exchanges per day, Monday through Friday, for $50 for a week.
Huh.
Isn't that good? State licensed and certified. I just think that's a great idea. I'm sorry. The ad was over minutes ago. I'm still looking at the site. I think it's a really cool idea.
Let's do a spend, save, give.
Let's do a spend, save, und give.
How do you feel about the Nintendo DS?
Love it.
You do? Do you
love
have one?
It. Yes.
You do?
Yes.
What do you play on it?
For a while, I was playing the brain game where you train your brain. That's really fun. And then I have a little puppy that I take care of. And no, I don't do that. But that's very popular now. And the DS is the dogs. You can take care of dogs.
Right.
I have a Mario game. I have the Sonic the Hedgehog game is great. Because the DS has two screens.
Yeah.
It's so cool. What makes you ask?
They sent me one to review, and I don't let my kids play video games.
I think they're too young for the DS.
Well, they've come out with a new line of video games aimed at 3-year-olds.
Oh, Animal Crossing. Is that it?
Well, this one is what's called Smart Girls and Smart Boys. It's like a whole series of games. And we love it. And my parents are like, I left it at my parents' house, so it wouldn't become like a total addiction at our house. And my parents are shocked. Like, oh, they could spend hours. Of course they could. But it is neat. There's one that's like a book club, and it's just books that it's got the words up on the top screen, and then it says the words.
See,
you can look at it.
The two screens are really great.
And
one of them is a touch.
And they can color, and they can make music. It's really,
really cool.
If you want to get a video game for your 3-and-up-year-old, I recommend these, especially if you already have an Nintendo
DS. You should take a look at Animal Crossing.
Okay.
The new one, City Folk, comes out, I think, this week or next. And it's just a little town that they explore. It's kind of like Busy Town.
Yeah.
Only it's kind of alive.
Oh.
You know, Busy Town, Richard Scarry's Busy Towns are so great.
Right. Well, I love Richard Scarry. Big fan.
Well, there you go. So
this Smart Girls series.
You think the DS is a save or a spend? That's a spend. Because it's not an expensive.
No, it's a spend.
It's like 100 bucks, something like that?
I don't know.
I think they were around $100 to $120.
Yeah, cheaper than an iPod.
Much. Now, we do the same thing. Well, our kids, it's too late. But because they're old enough to, you know, they play video games. But they, you know what? They never got addicted to them, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And they play them once in a while for fun, but they don't. We never have a battle over, you got to stop playing video games and do your homework.
Right.
But my nephews, who are younger, have the Nintendos, and it's at grandma's house. Same thing.
Yeah.
And when they're at grandma's, they can play them, but they don't have them all the time.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine.
Now, did you have video games growing up?
No. No, we barely had rocks we could bang together when I was growing up. But we finally got indoor plumbing, and that was a real boon. Video games didn't start until I was 21.
Okay. What was that?
That was an Atari Pong? 2600. Pong, yeah. Well, I remember very well. I was in college when Pong came out.
Yeah.
And I remember drinking white Russians and playing Pong all day in a bar. That was one.
Was that 1975?
One day I completely lost.
76?
Yeah, around then. Yeah.
Did you have an Atari?
Atari 2600? That's what got me into this whole thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got the 2600. I loved the games. Played Battlezone.
So you were out of college then? Or you were?
I was a grown-up.
And you were then a grown-up.
It was 70, I want to say 7, 78. I was living in San Jose.
And you were just like a radio
host, DJ.
And you just wanted to get an Atari for yourself.
And then I liked it so much, I said, well, this is cool. I wonder what the computer can do. So I got an Atari 400, and you could start, and I started writing basic software for it, and I bought more programs. I said, I need more. And I got the Atari 800, because it had a real keyboard. And by then, it was all over. I was a computer buff.
Were there a lot of people your age buying Ataris?
No.
Did you feel weird about it?
Yeah.
You said, I'm buying it for my
son. No. There were. Because, this was the beginning of the computer revolution. There was an Apple IIs were out. Ataris, there were some other, simple computers.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was a big deal. In fact, I used it. I ended up getting work to buy a computer because of it. And no, I think it was a very, it gave me a pretty good career later in life.
Pretty good. I'd say.
So I have no regrets. And I think, in a way, this is germane because I think some people really say, I'm not going to let my kids have video games.
Mm-hmm.
But every kid has them and it's part of the culture.
Yeah.
And I think in some ways, look at playing games got me into technology.
Yeah.
It's not a bad way to get into technology.
I do agree with you, but I do think that at this stage...
3 and 4 is a little young.
Well, yeah, but I also think that you don't really have to... Our kids that are... There's nothing you need to do to make them use a computer so they'll know how to use a computer. I think they'll all know how to... I mean,
it's
long as they're in school
life.
I don't think you need to be worried that your kid's not going to be using a computer.
No, I'm not saying that. I think, though, that in a way, having a, the relationship I have with technology was, I think, here's what I think happens. People get imprinted by the technology that they're, and the way they're exposed to it. So I was imprinted with technology as a fun thing, as a toy.
Yeah.
And I think if you first get introduced to it as a word processor, you kind of always think of it as a tool.
Right. That's true.
So I think that in a way, it's not bad to imprint your kids with technology as being
fun. As a toy.
Fun.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll certainly, that's how you make an enthusiast out of them.
Good point. Well, it's funny. Our babysitter is 24 and she is completely, she's tech phobic. Like I'll send her emails
and she'll just say,
I don't know how to respond. I'm like, you're like a, you know, a 50-year-old woman. Like you're 24. You should know how to use to reply to emails.
I don't think that's that unusual.
Really? 24? Yeah.
I don't think that's that unusual.
But yeah, she has no problem like texting and stuff. I think I was like, how is emailing at all different than texting?
Well, that's another issue is that they don't use email anymore.
Yeah.
They use text and instant messenger.
Right.
But I don't think it's at all unusual that somebody in their 20s might not like technology and might not have an affinity for it.
Yeah.
I don't think just because they grew up with it and they're that's an interesting question, actually. Yeah. Would love to hear from you. What do you think of that?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, our save is totally free and I think you're going to like it. It's from Ze Frank.
I love Ze Frank.
Do you have the link or do you need me to give it to you from our show notes?
I have it, but there are those listening.
Oh, right.
Who didn't get your email.
They didn't? Oh, no. Goodness. It's ZEFrank.com/memory/Flickr memory. Have you played the Flickr memory game?
No. Okay. So what do I do? It's Flickr memory. Select
Flickr
a picture set.
So, yeah, you can use your own picture. So I want you to try Leo Laporte.
As my Flickr screen name?
Yes.
Actually, I think
Leo,
it's Leo.
Space
Is
Laporte.
It Leo Laporte? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You tried this already.
I've tried this.
Okay.
And then for the set, try Tasmania 2008.
Yes, that was the pictures I took in Tasmania. Mm-hmm. 2008, I believe, was the year.
I believe it was. And then...
if I can only spell it right, Tasmania 2008. Mm-hmm. With a space in between.
Right.
Start. And then choose now, easy, medium, or hard?
Up to you, Leo. How's your memory feel?
Oh, I'm going to do medium. What am I supposed to do now?
You remember memory, like where you turn over a card? So it uses your own picture.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Well, that should be easier with you with your own picture, shouldn't it?
Yes, except for a lot of your pictures, a lot of people's pictures are very similar. So, you
Not
know,
mine.
It's harder. But
yeah,
it's like memory.
Well.
You know, the game where you like turn over a picture and it's an apple and then you have to find, you know, you turn over another one. And kids love that game. And but I hate having all those little cards and we had memory and I just got. But our kids love playing this on the computer. It's totally fun. And Annabella, I found, is better at it than I am.
What did you say? I'm busy playing memory. This is so much fun.
Isn't it?
Because it's my pictures.
Right. Are you winning?
I'm doing all right.
Did you get the bonus? Oh, no, you didn't. So you can also use the sets. They have some Flickr sets there if you don't have Flickr, if you don't know of, you know, a Flickr set. But try Leo's sets.
You know what?
They're
These
good.
Are, the problem is that they're pictures taken for, like, a big screen. They're not, you know, they're it might be a little difficult. With Oh, look, I just won.
You did?
I got a two-time bonus. Total score 72, accuracy 70%. Average for the difficulty.
But it's totally fun to play with kids. Ze Frank memory game.
It's kind of neat the way he does this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Ze Frank.
Ze Frank. I'm not going to do hard.
Oh, good.
So what makes it hard is just the larger palette.
Yes, more cards.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But you can...
Do you have a strategy for this?
No.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You have a memory strategy?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Drink less beer?
Yeah. I use the same strategy Kevin Rose does. Drink more beer. No, you know, you're not supposed to click on the same thing. Like, if you think you got a match, click on what you think is the match
right.
before you click
yes.
on the...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you knew that. I guess that was so obvious that you didn't have to...
Well, I thought you meant, like, there was some kind of strategy, like, in the corner.
Yeah, I always go with
the corner
No,
first.
But that wouldn't make help. But it might help with your... I don't know. Oh, look, I got a match. This is fun.
It is fun.
Go ahead and continue the
okay,
show.
Okay, this
I'll
is
be back in a moment.
Give. I found this on Geek Dad, the Wired blog. Jacob Russell.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
No.
I don't either, but he's a Geek Dad. And he has a great post on what schools, what you should donate and what you shouldn't donate to your school, like technology-wise.
Are we going to mention them in every show from now on?
Geek Dad?
Yeah.
We're talking about Dad-O-Matic, the last show, which is different than Geek Dad.
I like Geek Dad. You know why I say that?
Why?
Because we did mention them on the last Twit, and they sent me a note saying how they love our shows, and they listen all the time.
Aww.
So there you go.
Oh, well, I've talked about Geek Dad, definitely.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think we should mention them from now on.
We should, from now on every show.
On every show. blog.wired.com/geekdad.
So this was a post on the last, this month at some point. It's technology in your school, what to donate and what not to donate.
That's
if you're
really
looking
good,
on Google.
That's
that,
important.
Search that. And what it's surprising the things they really need that you wouldn't think of. USB flash drives.
Do or do not?
Do.
Yes.
You wouldn't think, I mean, I'm sure you have extra ones. I know we do. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but like, we
do. Small just, ones. Once they get a gig, but, yeah. you know.
But they would need them. And what they don't, computers without operating systems.
They don't want those because what are they going to do with them?
Right. That's not a surprise.
You can hold the doors open.
But there's a whole list. It's really interesting. So check that out before you donate stuff to the school.
You know why we mentioned them on Twitter is because they had a post called Why Obama is a Geek. Five reasons that he's a geek. Well, I'll just give you an example. When he met Leonard Nimoy on the campaign trail, he gave him the Vulcan salute.
Oh.
Live long and prosper.
Mm.
So that's pretty geeky.
I call that more nerdy.
He looks like a nerd, doesn't he? He's a nerd. He's kind of a nerd, but he's a nice nerd.
Yeah.
So that's Chris Anderson.
Yeah, he's the managing editor.
And that's it. And then they have a bunch of posters.
It's a great site, yeah. They've been around almost as long as we have, but not quite.
Really? They came after us?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and they have a video podcast now, too.
Have I mentioned how much I like your new haircut?
I don't think you have.
It's really cute.
Thanks.
You went short.
Yeah, I got 10 inches cut off.
You used to have long, black, silky hair that would swing in the wind.
Now it swings, too.
It swings, yeah. It's really cute.
It's easy. It's a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
Does that happen to all moms, that they start with long hair and then they realize their children are grabbing it and they cut it?
Well, my kids have been grabbing my hair for 5 years.
It took you a while. You're slow.
Yeah. Well, I did. I wanted to grow it out so I could cut it and donate it. And you have to have 10 inches.
Did you donate your hair?
I did donate my hair.
How do you do that? You just went to any hair cutting salon?
Yeah. And then she sent it off for me, actually. Some places will do that. Well, Annabella donated her hair, too.
Oh, that's for wigs?
Yeah. It's for kids that have like alopecia or cancer.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So it has to be 10 inches long.
10 inches long. Some places will take it like 7 inches and it can't be highlighted and it can't like be layered.
Well, some kid is lucky because you have beautiful
hair. Yeah, it actually takes several, I think, ponytails of hair to make one wig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they need donations.
Yeah, but yeah, they're super expensive, I think. So yeah, you should, it's Locks of Love is the main place that does that. But there's also, I think, a place called Wigs for Kids. And
most beauty salons know about it and will support it?
I think so. When Annabella got her haircut, I had to send it away myself, but it was really easy.
You just put it in a bag.
Yeah. And then
Locks of Love.
Yeah, and if you're going to cut your hair yourself, make sure it's in a ponytail. And
first, you have it tied. They don't want you to sweep it up off the
right,
floor.
Right, yeah.
No.
No.
That really doesn't make it very useful.
Yeah.
What a neat idea. Man, I should grow my hair long just to do that.
Well, I felt like if I'm going to cut that much hair off, I want to not feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be like, oh, I wish I hadn't cut it because
I
went to
now you feel really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really neat.
So, you know what else makes me feel good?
Audible.com?
Yep.
I guessed. I knew that. You know, it makes me feel good, too. Man, I tell you, without Audible, I don't know if I'd be here, to be honest with you. Is that saying too much to say that?
No, it's not. You mean you might have just decided life wasn't worth living?
You know, when I commuted 13 hours a week, and to me, that's time completely wasted. I'd be listening to what? I mean, you know, bad music, radio, whatever. But Audible meant that I was listening to an average of a book a week. And it just changed my life. It made it so that the commute, not only far from bothering me, it actually became something I looked forward to. You used to drive with me. We'd listen all the time.
We did.
AUDIBLE.com. I've been listening to Audible books since 2001. And I'll tell you, it's not only that I didn't go crazy with boredom. I think it kept me awake and alert. I was engaged more in my driving. I wasn't staring off into space. I was really enjoying myself. They've got Stephen King. They've got Superman. They've got science fiction. They've got kids books. What do you recommend today?
I have a book recommendation for you, Leo. The Garden of Last Days. Have you read that?
That sounds familiar.
It's by André Debus.
What is
and,
it about?
It is about it's about Florida, and it's kind of a fictionalized account of the 9/11 hijackers and their last days. And you know how
for me because it's about a stripper?
It's for you because it's about a stripper.
Is that really why you picked it? The Garden of Last Days, a novel, but a kind of a novel with a historical context.
Yeah, it's really long. but it's good.
And it's set in the seamy underside of American
life.
Right,
because, you know, I mean, everybody knows the story about how they, like, went to strip clubs and stuff, the hijackers. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in Florida, like, they did, that was true. They actually did go. And so this is sort of the, it tells the story
so
of
she
one
meets,
of the...
she meets a hijacker?
Well, she doesn't know that until later, but yeah, like, one of the... strippers, and it's, you know, just, it's that time, which I find all books written, like, about right before 9/11 fascinating.
Well, it was kind of an age of innocence,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It really was.
It was the last age of innocence before we realized we were vulnerable.
I know. I was thinking about, remember when we were at Tech TV and when Clinton left the White House and Clinton took all the W's off all the typewriters.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
I don't think it would, because I think...
We're a more serious age.
Yeah, I really do, because I think that people, you know, they're thinking... More serious. I was thinking about all the stuff that Clinton did when he left office, too. Like, he pardoned people and everything. Right. And I wonder if Bush is going to do something like that, like,
I know,
in the last...
That's interesting. That it's certainly, so far, the transition seems very sober, serious, collegial, and respectful.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It may be because those frat boy antics just don't play post 9/11. Let's listen to a little bit of... This is The Garden of Last Days, a novel by Andre Dubois.
Was the neon sign for the Puma Club. 30 feet high and always on, it was two silhouettes of naked women, one standing, the other sitting with a knee drawn up to her breast.
Okay, I'm glad we listened to that. I see why you picked this out for me, though.
It's really good. It's obviously just for adults, but it's a really great book. It's long.
I can't wait. Dan John Miller narrates it. He's
good.
How
many hours do you get off of that?
You get 14 and a half hours for free. Go to audible.com/monkeys. It could be this or any of 51,000 titles in every area. It could be business. It could be classics, education, fiction and nonfiction alike. There's history. There's kids and young adults. It's just there really is an amazing range of things to that you can listen to on audible.com. I keep fading myself out. I'm sorry. I keep pressing the wrong button. Just ignore me. Audible.com/monkeys. You can get it right now. Get a credit for a free book. They are great people. Great product. Highly encourage you. Check it out.
All right. Now it is time for listener feedback.
Is it that time already?
It is that time.
It just whizzes
already.
By.
It whizzes by.
I'll tell you what. I'll pull up our Grand Central site and get some calls while you read the first
Okay.
email.
Bill writes, we have two kids that clean up the dinner table after breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Me too. We figured out a great way to remember whose day it is to clean up. Back when they were 6 or 7, we asked them to pick odd or even from the day, and we just took a look at the calendar and see whose day it was. Oh. Kyle cleans up on odd days, and Kaylee cleans up on even days.
That's easy.
Months that end on an odd day, we clean up for Kyle. This is simplified cleaning the table.
Yeah, because you always know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
that interesting? If you have three kids, what do you do?
You could do a Fibonacci sequence or perhaps a fast Fourier transform.
I'm definitely going to do the Fibonacci.
Okay.
Sequence.
I don't know what that means.
But. Yeah, you know what the Fibonacci, isn't it like 1, 2, 4?
1, 1, 2, 1. 3.
And then it's every added number behind
5,
it, right?
Yeah, 8. You know, like that, 11.
It's all the numbers behind it added?
Not the last two numbers. Yeah. But that wouldn't really help you if you had chores to do. But you could keep you busy.
Yeah, it would. It really
try
would.
To figure out.
This is an important question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to say who it's from because, you know, her husband might be listening.
Okay.
Let's just say a loving wife from Houston writes, my husband is a true geek and has been following Leo since Tech TV and got me to listen to Jumping Monkeys, and I must say I'm delighted.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question about the CES show. I was reading online and found out that the show is not open to the public. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to offer this to my husband as the ultimate gift for his birthday and Christmas
gift. Yeah.
For the past 2 years, and I cannot find a way. Do you know how I can purchase tickets to the show?
You know,
it's just press, right? She should start a blog.
Start a blog.
Get
it
press
seems
credits.
To me, I remember. Let me ask the people in the chat room. It seems to me I remember that there are companies that will give away passes to CES.
Mm.
So what you might want to do is, as we get closer, CES is in January. Well, first of all, get the hotel room now. It's actually almost too late now. The hotel rooms fill up. Get the hotel room now, and then maybe look for a CES pass giveaway.
Mm.
somebody might be giving it away. You could go along with somebody. That's an interesting question.
Are you going to CES?
Normally I do, and I would just say, come with me. I would say, come with me, but I'm not because I'm speaking at Macworld Expo on Thursday. I'm giving a keynote address, which is a very important.
I think she should get, as the ultimate gift, a trip to Petaluma and a tour of the Twit Studios. Do you offer that?
Well, I'll tell you one thing you could get, and this might even be more ultimate. Fitting right in with our theme of the day, the Adult Video Expo is at the same time as CES, and it is open to the public. Here's what I would do. I would get the ticket to Vegas now anyway, right? You need the ticket and the hotel room.
I remember
it's almost too late to get it now anyway. I would still try to get free passes to CES. But if you can't get passes from some, and it's, what it is vendors, you know, stereo, home stereo, car stereo, electronics, you know, if look for somebody giving away passes to CES. And if you don't find that, you can always go to the Adult Expo. He's not going to complain too much. Mm-hmm. You might complain. I went once and I'll never go again. They recognized me, which was a little embarrassing. Mm. I said, Leo, should I play? Okay, how could this be? This is from Minneapolis. There's
no one in Minneapolis ever.
This would be good.
Leaves
this is
prank
be good.
Messages.
No, this couldn't be a prank.
Hey guys, I just wanted to mention that I do a great fun podcast with my two kids, my 7 and 10 year old daughters, called the Webkins Webcast.
Oh.
And it's on iTunes as well as WebkinsWebcast.com. And it's a fun place for kids who love Webkins, which is just a huge, huge toy, to go find out new information. And we play music and we have a lot of fun and a lot of great Webkins breaking news. So thought you might want to check it out. That's the Webkins Webcast. And we'll talk to you soon. Great job. Love your show. Bye-bye.
See, I don't mind giving out a plug like that. Mm-hmm. That's Webkinz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are little dolls that have a web, that like a, you go to their website.
Right.
And sign up, and then you can kind of interact with them.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
The Webkinz Podcast. And he does it with his kids, which I think is really cute.
Yeah, that is cute. I have an email from Ted from Columbia, South Carolina. He says, my daughter is 14. She likes Japanese manga and anime. She's been drawing and would like to share her drawings on a website. What got it started was the daughter of an artist who has a DeviantArt page.
Oh, yeah. DeviantArt's, contrary to its name, it's a really great place for people who do computer art to share their art. It's wonderful.
Do you think it's a good place for kids?
Yeah. I think the name might be a little deceptive. There's certainly a lot of teenagers on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the content, some of the art, is a little risque,
but it's not any worse than like going to MySpace or something.
Oh, it's better than that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's much. Most of the art on there is beautiful. I mean, it's photography or it's digital art. Some of them are a little sexy. I mean, how old is she?
She's 14.
Yeah, I think that'd be fine. It's certainly. I mean, look at if she's going to go one place, this is the place where everybody goes.
Right.
And there is a manga anime section on there. So, yeah, I would say let her go to DeviantArt. I mean, look at manga itself can be kind of adult.
Yeah, true.
As I'm sure she knows. So, you know, you should probably just browse through it. You don't have to join to browse through it and see what's there and see if you feel comfortable with it. But I think there are plenty of teenagers there, and I certainly wouldn't keep mine. If either of my kids loved to draw and loved art and wanted to share it with other people, I would send them absolutely DeviantArt. I wouldn't have any trouble.
Great.
Yeah.
Are there any more phone calls?
Of course, but I'm all right. One more. This is another web button from Bo.
Hey guys, this is Rob Huttinger. I just wanted to call and say that you guys are doing a great job, and I also wanted to share for those who might be interested. I wrote a little application on for the iPhone, and it's called My Baby Signs. It's a little, really simple app just to give people with families like the basic sign language so they can use it with their kids.
Baby signs.
Hopefully this will be helpful. You don't have to put this on the air. Thanks a lot.
Well, we will, Rob.
On the iPhone?
Yeah. So if you have an iPhone, let me go check on iTunes. We were talking about signing, teaching kids signing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so My Baby Signs. And that would be a good way to do it because you could pull it up and you'd see it on the iPhone and then you could kind of teach the kid signs, I
that
guess.
Is. So I thought it wasn't open, like development for the iPhone wasn't open.
It's not. You have to become a developer, which Rob obviously is. Yep, here it is. ASL for toddlers.
Mm.
What a, By the way, extremely popular. It's 99 cents.
That's great.
I think this is really cool. So if you have an iPhone, My Baby Signs, three words, ASL for toddlers. And then what it does is it gives you the word, and you click the word, and it'll show you the sign. Huh. Apple, ball, bath. Robert Hottinger is the author. Robert, thank you for... That's really... Look at, see?
Yeah.
It's a little baby going, apple. I think it's great because kids could sign. We were talking about this, right, the other day. Kids can sign before they can talk.
Right.
So this is very, very cool. Simple application. And, you know, very good idea. Thank you, Rob. We're glad to give you a little plug there. Now, we have some sad news. If you better tell them, because they're going to yell. They're going to think it's my fault.
Megan, Leo Megan's fired me.
No. See, that's what I was afraid of. No, Megan came to me this morning and she said, you know, I'm crazy with the kids. The holidays are coming. Can we take some time off for the holidays? And I said, of course. So we're going to go on a hiatus. Happens all the time in broadcast. Till early next year when it gets a little easier and lighter for you. I understand.
Yeah, it's just, I was spending less time with the kids and it was just hard, so.
You can't, you know.
Didn't make sense to be like doing a podcast about parenting if and you, feeling like I wasn't spending enough time with kids.
Exactly. You know, you got it. That's your first priority, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, in fact, I think about this when I look at President-elect Obama and Michelle, what a sacrifice in a way they're making and how hard it's going to have to, they're going to have to work to give their kids even a semblance of a normal life. But then Jennifer kicked me. So what are you talking about? Those kids are going to live in the White House. They're going to grow up the first family. Yes, they're going to lose freedom. They're going to lose, privacy. But they're also gaining something. Right. So I guess.
And their grandmother is living with them too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she helps take care of them.
Grandma's going to move in.
Yeah, Michelle Obama's mom.
Oh, I think that will help keep a little normalcy in their life. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want your kids to have a normal life too. You've got three little ones, and you need that. They need you, and you need to be with them. So, of course, the minute you're ready to get going again, we'll start up again. But for now, there are 70 great podcasts people can listen to.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard them all, they'll all be still online.
Oh, I thought you meant 70, like you have 70 other podcasts.
No, I'm talking about
70
you.
Of our, I know.
There's 72 total Jumping Monkeys shows.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So go back to twit.tv/JM and you can listen to plenty of them. And by the time you get through those, we'll be back with more. We'll make fresh ones. But we're going to miss Megan. You'll be around. You're not.
I'll be around. I'll be down the street. You know,
in fact, we've already talked about maybe ways we could use you come the new year in other capacities. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to, help build up the community and so forth. And you'd be really good for that. So we'll figure out something.
Okay.
Thank you, Megan, for this has been a wonderful show. It's not being canceled.
I didn't get fired. I tried to get fired.
She did. She's been begging me to fire her. I wouldn't do it. No, I'm really glad that you're going to spend time with the family. The holidays are here. Have a wonderful holiday season. I'm going to be gone anyway through most of December, December 17th on. So that's fine. We'll see you in the future.
Yes.
Thank you, Megan Maroney. And thank you all for being with us for Jumping Monkeys. Bye-bye.
Bye.